Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. And it's time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. And New York is stepping up to the plate again for something innovative. Jill?
Well, what might that be?
Well, it has to do with the police. And it's a police union. And basically, what they want to do is turn random bystanders into vigilantes for hire.
Well, isn't that kind of what we're training all of people to do anyway? Like, everybody should, maybe not vigilantes, but just being vigilant about what's happening around you.
Yeah. Now, this kind of takes it the next step, and it also pays you for it, because they're offering, this is what they want to do. They want to offer $500 to any civilian who helps cops wrestle down suspects who are resisting arrest.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'd jump in on that game necessarily.
Yes.
I mean, don't mind that he has a gun. Just hop in there.
That's what I'm thinking.
wait, we're not even trained or armed.
Right. It scares the crap out of me to watch that kind of stuff, let alone to get involved and go, step in.
Here, I got this, buddy. Move over.
For one thing, I'm 5'7", and I'm out of shape, okay? So at this point, I'm not sure how helpful I'm going to be.
And you don't have a bulletproof vest, so
I don't have that. A lot of fat around my middle. I mean, I could
Does
take
that
a,
make it bulletproof?
I think I can take a bullet, Jill.
On my way.
I think I could. I think we should do an experiment here in the studio. We'll just test it out here.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and I knew you'd be on board with that one.
Yeah, that's totally normal.
But yeah, I mean, here I am. They would be like, get away from here, sir.
We don't want your help.
Yeah,
we want people that can figure this out.
Him. Yeah. We want his help. He's a big guy. He can handle this. And so the cash proposal from the Sergeants Benevolent Association, it's aimed at getting those who normally would make videos of cops taking people into custody.
Yeah, instead of standing there with your camera.
Yes.
Get in here and help.
To put their phones down and actually get involved. And so
I'd rather record. Do they pay you for that? Do you think?
Right. Well, here's the thing. Okay, you can help them out and put your camera down, and somebody else is going to film it, and you're going to get $500. The other person is going to get like $5,000 from the National Enquirer or TMZ.
Right,
you know,
they're going to TMZ it.
Yeah.
Darn Skippy.
And so what they said was that when you see an officer struggling, rather than take your cell phone out, assist the officer, and you'll receive an award of $500.
Okay, but that's only in New York?
Yeah. This is just
in
this area.
Everybody else is up a creek.
Right. And they said, far too often, we see police officers engaged in violent struggles with perpetrators while members of the public stand by and take videos of the incident.
Always.
Right.
We've turned into that society.
Well, we have. And the funny thing about it is that you see in the video the other people that are videoing the same thing.
All you see is a bunch of phones while the officer's struggling to all hell.
And so they said, it's got to stop. Hopefully the program will incentivize good Samaritans.
Cinnamon bun eyes.
Good Lord. to do the right thing. And so State Senator Martin Goldwyn, he's a retired police officer in Brooklyn. He'll introduce a new Good Samaritan law to shield civilians from liability if they help police.
Good to know.
You see, that's the other thing. It's like all of a sudden, aren't you opening yourself up for it? It's like if you hurt somebody, or in my case, it would be hurting the officer because I'd screw it up.
And you'd accidentally bump into him. He'd shoot himself in the foot, and that perp would get away.
Right. They'd be running away and be like, you idiot. I'd be like all Barney Fife in the middle there. And
No.
Apparently, a panel of experts will rule on whether assistance merited the payout. Okay, now that sucks. Because in like a panel of experts go, well, you really weren't that helpful.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you mean?
They'll say that every single time.
Yeah, right. I think that's
just
how they're getting
tell
it
them
through.
They're not helpful.
You know, the police are like, what are you talking about? And they're like, we're never going to pay this out. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Worry
get real.
About it. And so a police spokesman said, the NYPD encourages people to support their cops by calling 911.
Yeah.
The department doesn't want to see people that put in harm's way unnecessarily to collect a reward. It's like, wait a minute.
I love it.
There's $500 on this. It'd be somebody walking around the streets just waiting for this to happen. And they were like,
they're going to start jumping on people so that the cops also jump on and be like, see, I helped.
Sure. Yeah. they're going to be involved in so many. They're going to have a direct deposit for you. Just put it in my account here. right there.
We got
all right.
This.
There you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits is 102.7.